yesterday we were prescribed a private prescription for the medication that was seized on Saturday.
And what does that mean for you and Tegan?
I was informed when it was seized that if I got a private prescription and an import licence, they would release the medication. I have now got both, so I'm now urging the government to release the medication.
And how does it feel to have got that prescription? I know it's only a small step in the process.
Yeah, it was really good. I was really overwhelmed yesterday. I didn't expect to get a prescription straight away. So yeah, I was really, really pleased. But again, it is only the first step. I've now got to get the medication released and then fight for an NHS prescription as well. So yeah, things are moving.
So what is the next step for you then? What are you doing today?
Today it's all about getting the government to release the seized medication. They did tell me that when it was seized, it could be released on those grounds. So yeah, today is chasing that up and go from there really.
And how long do you expect it will take to get this medication in your hands and able to treat Tegan?
I've got absolutely no idea, but the sooner the better. I'm just going to push that they can give it back to us as soon as they can.
And how do you think it'll improve Tegan's life, having access to this cannabis oil?
It could change her life. It could make her a much more able child. She could relearn the skills she's lost. She'd be more alert, happier, not so tired all the time. It could change her life.
And going back to getting the prescription, was that something you were expecting or did it sort of come out of the blue?
No, it came out of the blue. I got a phone call and yeah, it kind of went from there really. So it's very, very promising. We're now working towards getting a prescription in NHS for the same doctor. So fingers crossed that will go to plan.
Definitely. And can you talk me through getting that call? What did they say and how did you feel at that moment?
I just got asked to go and see somebody. I didn't really know what was going to happen. So when I was there, it was kind of, yeah, a bit emotional. It was, really, really good, really pleased.